Dave Eustace, what are we doing with Tysonic today?
She's been unlucky this prep, to be honest, and I thought she'd be right there if she gets a bit of luck.
Which one's your best?
I'll go with Tysonic.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tysonic, driven out, just in front, and just won.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. It's what we do around about this time every day on The Breakfast Club, and I'm looking forward to finding out what we can do for you today. It's Sandown, Whitey.
Yes, Sandown. Lots of rain over the weekend, but it's not been too bad the last couple of days. And as I look outside my office at home, there is not a cloud in the sky and hardly a breath of wind. And I'm about 25 minutes away from Sandown, so I reckon it'll be quite similar where Kane McCartan is. Kane, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Kane.
Going well. Going well. What have we got today?
Yeah, so we're currently on a heavy eight. It's like you said, we haven't had a lot of rain the last couple of days, but just a little bit here and there just to sort of keep it in that heavy range. We've had 33 mil for the week, so it's been a fairly substantial sort of week leading in. So, like I said, heavy eight at this stage. The rail's in the 6-metre location, so last meeting we were on Lakeside at 2, so as you can imagine, we've pushed the rail out significantly in the front straight, and we've got a fresh cover of grass in the turn and the front straight with probably a tiny bit of marking up the back straight because that rail only went out 4 metres, but pretty fair and even ground, 24 metres of front straight, and the outside 12 of that, still probably there's a bit of residual there from the softening for the jumps meeting.
Okay, and your going stick number?
Yeah, so 8.3 for our index, and the shear's 9.3, so we're just sort of starting to see a bit of root health there, and that's the encouraging signs for us, and we're looking forward to some warm weather, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's going to get to about 20-odd, I think 20 on Saturday or something like that. So we're starting to head in the right direction. Could it get better than an 8, do you think? Or do you reckon it will stick around there for the day?
Yeah, look, I think it would take a pretty brave person at this stage this morning to come out and say it's at 7. It's sort of a bit of a 50-50 bet. There's areas that you could sort of argue are a fraction better, but then, you know, this time of the year, the amount of racing we've had plus that rainfall leading in, I think a heavy eight's just a really good place to start. And then, look, if we get some good conditions and they work in our favour leading into the first race, then, look, there's every chance, but I wouldn't be putting my money on it at this stage.
You don't have to, Kane, but we appreciate the analysis and the update today. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys. Cheers.
Kane McCartan from Sandown.
Before we go to Shane, what was that term he used? Was it root health? Is that what
root
he used?
Root health, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's good.
I know you like that. Let's get to Shane Nichols, who's got 3 for us today, running at Sandown. G'day, Shane.
Morning, boys. Kane sounds like a trainer, doesn't he? Trainer talk with a dollar each way and not taking his bets and not being fiddle.
That's right. He did, absolutely. He's fully in the swing of things at the moment on the early mile. What about your horses today? Let's start with race 2, number 9, Kingstar Amber, who's been... She's been consistent. She's been consistent this campaign. It's been going for a while, but keeps running in the placings. Just can't crack one for a win for a while.
Yeah, I think last start she was probably in front half a stride before the post and half a stride after. And watching it live, I just assumed we'd won. And the photo came up, we'd been beaten a millimetre. So that was a bit of a blow. But she's an honest filly. Puts herself in the race, handles the ground. We only meet the horse that beat us half a kilo better. You know, it still did beat us, even though it was only marginal.
Right, so are you bullish? Are you hopeful? Or what are you thinking with this one today?
Oh, once you rang me, we'd no chance. So I'd say she's probably a place.
No, you've got this all wrong, Shane. We're the good luck charms. We're the ones that get things over the line.
So?
Right, we'll see how we go with Kingstar Amber, race 2, number 9. Race 3, number 7, Koa, is second up today. Now, it took out the maiden last start at Maui on the heavy track 18 days ago. Can we back it up?
Yeah, look, he won well first up at Maui, and he's probably improved a bit into this run, but he'd need to. This is a strong, you know, these three-year-old short course races, benchmark 70, you know, they start to get pretty strong this time of year. There's a lot of horses resuming and going forward into the spring, whereas he's probably got a bit of speed and a wet track sort of horse. I'm not sure how deep into the spring he goes. So if he's improved a little bit, he might sneak a place.
Righto. It's race 3, number 7, Co. And then you've got race 4, number 8, Arigato, who is racing with 58 today with a 3-kilo claim back to 55. That'll certainly help.
Yeah, but the advantage for her is Blinkers first time. We gave her a trial at Sandown last Wednesday. She was very good. So put the blinkers on her. We were trying to stretch her out to a trip. Didn't really think she was going to advance much at mile and further. So we brought her back to a shorter trip, put blinkers on, and she'll run well. Need a bit of luck from the gate.
What's your best today, Shane?
Probably Kingstar Amber is fairly reliable because you put yourself up in the running and it's pretty honest.
All right, $8 in the early markets, $2.50 the place. You can get your money each way there for Kingstar Amber, race 2, number 9. Good luck, Shane. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, boys. Thanks.
Shane Nichols with us. Race 2, number 9, Kingstar Amber, our investment today on the early mail. Let's get to the news because Sharon McMahon is around the corner.